Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
And we're back here on Street Knowledge. I'm Chris Graham talking here in this segment on the emergency order issued today by outgoing Governor Ralph Northam. He's got 5 days left. His term ends on Saturday. Glenn Youngkin will be inaugurated as Virginia's next governor on Saturday. And in the meantime, though, we're in the midst of a continued wave of COVID associated with the Omicron variant that popped up last month here on our shores. I think it was first recognized, identified in South Africa back in November. And Omicron is noted for its super contagious spread, maybe more limited symptoms for most people, especially those who are vaccinated and boosted. But Virginia hospitals have taken a big hit, a new record today, over 3,600 people in Virginia hospitals with COVID. Now, I don't know specific to Virginia what I'm about to say. I did read a report in the New York Times that roughly half of the people in hospitals nationwide who have been identified with COVID are actually people who are in the hospital, and then they are tested when they're in the hospital, and then it's noted that they have COVID. So it's not like, you know, the 3,600 necessarily is a reflection of 3,600 people who went from home, thought they had COVID symptoms, went to the hospital to get tested, and then were admitted with COVID directly. It's probably a lot lower number than that. And in fact, when I look at the VDH website, the Virginia Department of Health has a great dashboard, has for the last couple of years. I can't wait till I don't have to look at this every day. But the VDH dashboard includes, and it's a Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association as well, in coordination with VDH dashboard reports the number of people in hospitals with COVID. It'll break it down. Also, you'll see the number of people in ICUs on ventilators. But you'll also get a number of how many hospital beds are available in state hospitals. Well, that number's remained consistent, even as the number of people in hospitals has skyrocketed. I'm doubled in the last 10 days. And so what that will tell you is probably something similar to what that New York Times story said, which is that people who are already in hospitals are then testing for COVID, and we're counting them as COVID patients. But that's it. Okay, I had to preface everything with that. Then to tell you this, that Governor Northam's steps today to increase hospital capacity includes a limited 30-day order to expand the number of available hospital beds, increase staffing capacity at hospitals and nursing homes, and allow public health agencies greater flexibility to respond to the COVID pandemic. The limited duration, according to Northam, is based on modeling that suggests the virus will peak in the next few weeks. In fact, the modeling that you see from the CDC suggests that today is January 10th, as I'm recording this podcast. We may hit the peak this week, nationwide and here in Virginia. But that's the news. More than 3,600 patients statewide. I mentioned that currently hospitalized with COVID-19. ICU hospitalizations have more than doubled since December 21st. That's just 3 weeks. And we're also seeing, you know, hospitals are also being hit with an onslaught of increasing number of flu and respiratory virus cases, which are impacting hospital capacity. And you know, this time last year, we were still largely, I wouldn't call it a lockdown, but we were still, you know, the social distancing measures were in place. You know, there was a lot less social activity. And now, you know, yeah, we're life is returned for the most part back to normal. That started back in May. So Northam's Emergency Order 84 directs the state health commissioner to waive normal bed licensing requirements, allows hospitals to increase their licensed bed capacity, and mandates increased coordination between hospitals and local medical services agencies. A couple other things, you know, we're encouraging people still to get vaccinated, as you know, vaccinations I mentioned. By and large, folks who are vaccinated and boosted are doing pretty well with this. You know, there are breakthrough cases. It's not like there's not, those who are vaccinated and boosted largely are avoiding the worst of this. And that's, you know, that's the news. So what that says then is, you know, in fact, one hospital mentioned, reported to the governor's office that 97% of their patients in ICU are people who are unvaccinated. It's just at this stage, it's not about preventing the spread. It's about preventing the more severe cases of COVID. And when you look at vaccination rates in Virginia, they've largely stalled. And that's sad news. You know, bad news as well, but sad news that vaccination rates have largely stalled here in our Commonwealth and locally. You know, I'm trying to pull the numbers up from the VDH website, which is apparently on an onslaught right now of people who are trying to get on. But the numbers were around in the upper 60s in terms of percent here in Virginia of those who are fully vaccinated when I last looked on Friday. And also when you look at the numbers of people who have gotten the booster shots, it's around 25% of our population. So, got a lot of work to do there. This is something, folks, if you're listening, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you are I'm preaching to the choir in this sense, but I mean, this is something that's likely going to be, when I talk about COVID specifically, it's going to be something that we deal with every year. Pandemic to endemic, just like we deal with the flu every year, just like we deal with the seasonal cold season every year. It's not going to go away. And most likely you're going to want to get a COVID booster shot on a regular basis, on a yearly basis. As right now, I got the numbers finally came up, VDH website cooperating, 68.1% of the state population fully vaccinated. And it's still roughly about 26% now of those who are vaccinated and with a third dose, with a booster, second or third dose, if you got the J&J, it'd be your second dose. And then the numbers in my locality are not that good here. In Augusta County, Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County, the percent of the population with at least one dose is 59.7%, so about 10% lower than the state number, and 22.3% with the booster third dose. In Stanton, one of the two cities in our region, 70.2% with at least one dose. Let me make sure I'm getting these numbers right here. I might have to go back and redo the Augusta numbers. It's 71.8% fully vaccinated, and that's the adult population, 38.5% of the adult population with a booster third dose. Let me go back to the Augusta numbers. Yeah, it's 63.4%, so it's closer to 15% of a difference fully vaccinated and 27.2% with the booster third dose. So actually, we're doing pretty well in that sense in Augusta County. Those who've gotten their two shots are largely getting their third shot. I live in the city of Waynesboro. And of course, that's apples and oranges. When you look at those numbers, that's actually adult population, not full population. So the numbers are trailing behind in our region here. And certainly that's the simple solution. The simple solution is go get your shots, and they're readily available. I actually got my booster shot about 2 weeks ago at the Walmart. You just fill out some paperwork. You sit there for a few minutes. We actually shopped in the store. I think there was about a 30-minute lag. Walked around, shopped a little bit, and got the shot there. It's not like it was back last year, this time, last spring even, where you had to, you know, sign up online and go and go through this maze of things like at a hospital or something like that. You can still do that, but it's not required that you do that. And that's actually pretty good news. And that'll bring me to the other side of talking about COVID here. The local surge for my listeners and readers in the Stanton, Waynesboro, Augusta County area. Augusta Health still busy dealing with an Omicron surge. A busy weekend at Augusta Health. 142 positive cases diagnosed today. 141 on Sunday, 122 on Saturday, 130 on Friday. The current inpatient census is 40, and that's not bad, actually. Augusta Health has a bed capacity of 258. The high watermark for the whole pandemic dating back to March of 2020 was in the mid-60s, and that was associated with a Delta wave back in the late summer. It was mid-September. So we're still way off of that, which is good news, but not, you know, still not great news. The Augusta Health is reporting that the ICU and respiratory care units remain at or near capacity. Again, that's more as much related to the flu and cold season impacting things as also COVID all at the same time. I mean, we're here in the early stages of winter, and, you know, these things circulate. We're stuck inside more and things of that nature. And so get your flu shots too. I don't always get a flu shot, but I did get a flu shot back at the beginning of the cold and flu season, late October, early November. And hopefully that'll protect me as well. And it'll do the same thing, hopefully, for you in addition. So, that's the situation with COVID in Virginia. The big story, again, to repeat the headline, Governor Ralph Northam, he's got less than a week left in his administration before handing things over to Glenn Youngkin. But I would hope there's coordination between the Northam and Youngkin teams here. Nothing was really reported as far as that goes in terms of this 30-day order from Northam. He's only governor for five more days, but the emergency order boosting hospital capacity, I would hope that there was enough coordination between the outgoing and incoming administrations that we won't see, something lifted next week and from a political standpoint from the Youngkin side. So we'll keep our eyes on that from an Augusta Free Press standpoint, certainly. I want to thank you for joining us here on this podcast, and we will talk to you again soon.